In the digital age, it's easy to document your life constantly. But what about those intimate moments? Having a fight with a loved one, tending to your children, sleeping, giving birth. Jane Wodening, formerly Jane Brackage, experienced just that. Her husband of 30 years, Stan Brackage, was an influential experimental filmmaker. In the film world, Jane's role in Stan's films is controversial, and she'll be in Atlanta this Saturday to talk about her life with Stan before their divorce, as well as her life as a writer. That talk is part of curator Andy Ditzler's film series, Film Love. We're going to hear from Jane Wodening and Andy Ditzler to get a sense of Stan Brackage and what his films featuring his family mean.
My parents were both very kind of cool, you know. They didn't cuddle me much. They didn't give me much attention. They would always hope that I would entertain myself. Except once in a while, my father, who enjoyed still photography, would ask me to pose for a picture. So at those moments, then I got attention. Then I married a man behind a camera. I was very aware that I was helping him in his project, and he wasn't helping me in mine. But the fact is that I preferred it that way. That left me free to develop my own individuality, for heaven's sake.
Stan Brackage was born in 1933, died in 2003. Starting in the early 1950s, when he was very young, he began a cinematic project that resulted in many groundbreaking works of what came to be called the American avant-garde cinema. He mastered editing, cutting. He mastered the handheld camera. He mastered the documentation of his own daily life and the lives of people around him. He kind of develops this singular mode of filmmaking in which the protagonist of the film is not the person in front of the camera, it's the person behind the camera. The Brackages lived in rural Colorado, and that's where he's filming for the most part. And Jane has this stable of animals around her constantly, as well as the five children, right? So the pet dog or the other animals that are roaming around often become subjects of the Brackage films, but that's Jane's contribution. In terms of what that means for him filming his family, you know, his family are kind of cast members of his films, but certainly not cast members in the Hollywood sense that they're acting roles. They're around the house, and they're doing what they're doing, and he's filming them. And then their imagery gets run through his cinematic vision. And the ongoing debate is what that might actually say about his family. Are they represented in a way that gives them individuality or not? I'm going to show a film called Window, Water, Baby Moving. This film's from 1959, and it's a film of Jane's first pregnancy and the birth of the Brackage's first child. It begins with rather beautiful shots of Jane, who's pregnant, in the bathtub. And then we begin to see shots of Jane in labor. And we realize that, contrary to almost all accepted practice at that time, Stan, the father, is filming while Jane is in labor and giving birth. And all of this powerful imagery is coming at us, run through Stan Brackage's virtuosic editing. And then suddenly we see Stan. And we haven't seen him up to this point in the film. The only possible way he's on camera here at this moment is that Jane has taken the camera from Stan and turned it back on him directly after giving birth. Can you imagine?
I think that wasn't me so much that he was photographing as it was his dream of a woman, or, you know, I was the woman rather than being myself.
because so much of what we know about Jane Wodening, the former Jane Brackage, comes through Stan Brackage's films, or Stan Brackage talking about his films, right? Because he was an epic talker. We haven't heard a lot of her voice on the subject. I think she's had an utterly fascinating life, literary writer. Her rapport with animals, which is forms part of the subject of her writing, is legendary. Poets have discussed it. She, like Stan, had been friends with major American poets, Robert Creeley, Michael McClure, Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs. It's after going through all of that and being deeply involved with poetry, as well as filmmaking and art, that Jane Brackage decides to start writing and writing her stories. And she draws on all this experience. And the other thing then is making her own rapport with animals and the natural world, which is a huge subject in Brackage's films, making that a subject of her own writing. And so we get to hear her voice on this subject.
One doesn't remember one's babyhood and toddlerhood. But when I was an infant, when I was and up to the age of like 3, there was a little dog that sat with me that kept me company. And I kind of think that that little dog was doing more than just sitting there. She was teaching me what her expressions meant. My feeling is that I learned dog. I didn't start writing until I was nearly 40, although I was one of those many people who had a hankering, I want to be a writer, you know. I was busy working with Stan and minding a house, backyard full of animals. My 3 daughters kind of all ganged up and said, you know, you're paying too much attention to us, you're pressing our development. They were all adolescents, you know, and I thought, yeah, I should kind of back off a bit. And what will I do with my creative energy? So immediately I thought, I could write.
You've published a lot in the past few years, and you have several new works, it seems, that will be coming out quite soon. Where has this sort of thrust of production come from?
I spent, like, what, a quarter of a century after the divorce living in a cabin up in the mountains, and then moved to Denver. I had quite a stack of manuscripts in the top shelf of the coat closet, and I more or less had forgotten them. Not entirely, of course. Anyway, I was cleaning the coat closet, and I came upon these manuscripts. And I was like 75, 70, 80, and I want these books all to be out at that time or trashed. And so I thought I'd get them all out at once. Then in my 80s, I can kick back and be more pleased with myself.